Welcome to the Financial Literacy Bootcamp, where certified financial planner Dominique Henderson discusses financial topics in plain English for the investing public. Dominique is the owner and founder of DJH Capital Management, LLC, a fee-only registered investment advisory firm offering comprehensive financial planning and wealth management services to entrepreneurs. You can visit them on the web at www.djh-capital.com or on social media by the hashtag Financial Literacy Bootcamp. Now here's the host of the Financial Literacy Bootcamp, Dominique Henderson.
In this podcast, I share the mic once again with Marcus Ogden, and we chat about his upcoming speaking academy, his newest endeavor, which will surprise some of our listeners, and finally, a lightning round of topics that will be sure to intrigue you. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to the Financial Literacy Bootcamp. I'm your host, Dominique Henderson, and the Financial Literacy Bootcamp is designed to help the financial services industry to be more relevant, reliable, and respected to those we intend to serve. And we do that each week by describing financial topics in plain English for the investing public. And as we have had in times past, we welcome back a great friend to the show, Mr. Marcus Ogden. Marcus, how are you doing today?
Fine. How are you doing, Dominic?
Oh, man, I can't complain. It is a great day to be alive, as are all the other ones.
We're
continuing this topic of solutions to the career transition problem. And today, I wanted to kind of put a slight spin on our conversation to starting new things and something we'll call the lightning round that we'll do towards the end. And people will just have to kind of listen to the end of the show to kind of catch that. But starting new things, obviously, we've talked about this in the past, but I think it makes sense to bring it up since it's right around the corner, literally. You know, you made a leap of faith. You did the jump like Steve Harvey talks about a little bit over, you know, probably 9 months ago. Obviously, you were probably birthing this thing way before that. But the Speaking Academy is coming up in Kansas City, and this is relatively new for you. This is a different step in a different direction. So kind of just want to talk about that and your excitement and buzz around that with it coming up in just a little bit.
Oh, man, anytime you're able to take a new idea, Dominic, like our Speaking Academy, and launch it, not only just launch it, but get people to really buy into it and buy into what you're doing as an overall brand and as a individual, it's a great feeling. And the first academy had about 55 people. Mm-hmm. This one's going to have, man, between 150 to 175. We had four sponsors.
Wow. Hold on. Are you saying you basically tripled your attendance?
Yep. Tripled our attendance. And we have four sponsors at the first one. And now we're going to have, we have 25 officially, with Home Depot finally coming on board, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, that's
as
huge.
One of our sponsors. And yeah, that's a huge, huge move for us. It's a great brand builder. It shows other large corporations that we are growing and that we are not just growing, but we're growing with the right type of individuals that can truly help our brand, you know, make moves. So it's a great feeling overall.
Yeah, let's unpack that just a little bit, because there's probably somebody, hopefully there's somebody that is listening to this podcast or may listen to it, and they may have an idea in the back of their mind, and they're like, I can't do that, or people have told me I can't do that. And they may be, you know, at a point where they are just lacking the motivation to move forward with something that they probably should do or at least pursue. What would be your advice to them, kind of thinking back when, you know, when you first had the idea for this academy?
What I would tell people is this: you have to start small and you have to be willing to build, and you can't be afraid of failure. Hmm. I swear to goodness, I know so many people that had not even tried to do something just because they were afraid of failure. Yeah. There's a saying that I kind of live by when it comes to this with failure and trying things, et cetera. Failure is acceptable. Fear to try is not.
Mm, yeah.
And unless you absolutely are just not willing to continue to grow yourself and your brand and your overall, who you are as a person, then you're never gonna be successful. You're always going to be in that little box.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, people have to understand life is full of ups and downs, challenges, but people that are very successful and are very wealthy, 9 times out of 10, they end up failing in life. Let's go back to Steve Harvey. Let's go to The Rock. Let's talk about the one who wrote the Harry Potter books.
Yeah.
You know, the Colonel of Colonel Sanders, basically, you know, he ended up failing 1,009 times. You know, 1,009 before he got to where he was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think it. I think you hit on something. I don't remember what I was reading when I came across this idea, but I was like, it's very true that, you know, fear and failure are largely just figments of our imagination, because in the case of fear, it's, you know, this thing, this unknown thing that may or may not happen, and failure. Right. Is one of those things where, like you said, you can pick yourself back up, dust yourself off, and keep on going at it again. So in some rights, it's not even real. I've just got to reading a piece of work, The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, and he talks about the 5% of people that you are describing that just kind of push through that. And the other 95% just kind of look at those people and go, man, I wish I could do that, or someday I will do that. And they never turn their someday into right now. No, I think that's a good point. Anything else you want to tell us about the Speaking Academy?
No, Speaking Academy is coming up here very shortly. I mean, it's going to be here before we know it. It's absolutely something that I'm very proud of, and I'm very apt to say is something that, you know, my wife and I have worked very, very hard on, and I am very just proud of what we built as a brand. And I'm proud of a great sponsor like yourself and other great sponsors that have believed in us and have been able to kind of help us get to where we are as a growth and as a individual, you know, brand that's trying to really hard to work hard and make the right connections and things like that. So very, very excited about what's going on.
As you should be. It's a job well done, and you should be proud of yourself. I know that I would feel the same way, and, you know, mutually speaking, as a friend, I'm proud of you too. So, let's talk about where you are right now. There was an announcement on social media that I thought was actually, I'm just going to be honest, I thought was a joke when I saw it. But
a lot of people.
But then I read on and I go, oh no, this is for real. So let's talk about how you are. You are making a transition of sorts, a comeback. I don't know how you want to term it. Let's unpack this a little bit. What is Marcus doing with football again?
Marcus Ogden is basically somebody that is at the point of his life where he's very, 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 very happy with who he is, what he's doing, and, you know, what he's started to build. And he's somebody that's really, truly working hard to build his brand. And about 10 weeks ago, I get a phone call from an individual who said he's a scout with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And he says, you know, Marcus, we're looking for a potential, you know, lineman to come help us, you know, play and win a championship. And I was like, interesting. And I thought it was a joke myself. Literally, so the head coach gets on the phone, and he said, hey, Marcus, this is what you're doing, where we are, da da da. I was like, okay, all right, if you're serious, call me tomorrow. Otherwise, you know, have a great night.
Yeah.
So the next morning he calls me, they fly me out to Chattanooga, Tennessee. I end up, getting out to the point where I am, you know, being, you know, talked to by, you know, the head coach, general manager, the office coordinator. And we just have a little conversation. I have a workout that they thought was really, really, really good.
Okay.
That I, at the end of the day, I was like, you know what? I like this guy. I like the individuals that are on the team. I like the whole thing. Let's try this.
Okay.
You know, let's try this.
Wow.
And so now I'm in Dodgertown, Florida. Mm-hmm. Actually, like where, like, it's really, I didn't understand Jackie Robinson has a huge, huge presence here.
Oh,
what
yeah,
they have
yeah,
going
yeah.
on.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm here with, you know, this area, And I'll be here, you know, if they don't like me, then I go home tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And if they do, then I'm here till Thursday. And again, just basically working on the craft. I'm actually in the film room now looking at some stuff and working on my stuff and, you know, trying to better myself. And, you know, just basically take full advantage of the opportunity, however it may rise. And why I'm doing that is because trying to let people know, no matter how old you are in life, no matter where you are or you think you are, as long as you put your best foot forward in life, good things can happen for you. It's when you, you know, it's when you start, you know, doing things such as doubting yourself or saying, you know, hey, you know, I can't do this or da 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 da. You know, that's when things start kind of getting a little bit, you know, shall we say, dicey.
Yeah.
So I'm really doing this kind of to help prove to people that, you know, at the end of the day, you can do anything you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, you can really do anything you want to do as long as willing to put the work in, as long as you're willing to really be vested. And when I mean be vested, I'm talking about, again, you know, I'm out here right now, I'm the oldest person on this football field by at least 10, you know, 8 to 10 years.
Okay.
And you know what?
Yeah.
And in the beginning of practice, I did okay. I had some things I could work on, always. And I haven't played offensive tackle in a high level in 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But once the coach explained something to me, and kind of made me aware of something and, you know, kind of helped me on a little technique tip. Yeah. I started getting better today. And
yeah.
as the day went on, it was funny. The young guys started getting tired
mm-hmm.
and I started getting more excited,
yeah.
more amped,
yeah.
more energy, you know, and when it comes to football as a lineman, you don't move very far, but you know, it's all about technique.
Yeah.
And again, once I was able to kind of get myself going on the technique portion, you know, I'm able to kind of do things and make myself, shall we say, you know, a better player and kind of just work hard and stuff like that. You know, at the end of the day, Dominic, it's, again, it's just about really trying to get people to understand that, you know, you can do what you want to do, you know, but you just have to be willing to go out there and try.
My dad used to say that all the time. He used to say that son, your altitude, your attitude determines your altitude, and you do what you want to do. So those two phrases that he always gave me. So I definitely hear what you're saying. So that is a very, very exciting opportunity. We'll be looking on intently. So I guess what you're telling me, and this is tongue in cheek, but you know, I posted on social media. I was helping my daughter high jump. She's just her first year high jumping, and I used to high jump. I was okay in college. But she jumped higher than me in the picture that I gave everybody on social media. So are you saying that I need to take get back on the mats and try to maybe,
Hey man, if you feel young, if you want to jump, you go ahead and do that.
Okay. I don't think my wife will let me do that, which actually brings in a pretty good segue. How is the family supporting? How did they digest this news?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If I was working a 9-to-5 job where I was like a CEO of a company or something like that, then this would be an opportunity that would be great, but I would probably have to pass. But as a public speaker, when you're able to tell the story of you are somebody that after a decade, you get called back to play, you know?
Yeah.
Then from there, you're like, man, you know, it's a great story.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great story, you know? So it's kind of like, you know, at the end of the day, she's very supportive. Family's excited about it. And again, like I said, am I perfect? No, but I'm sitting right here right now studying film and trying to figure out the craft and, you know, and I've got better every single time I was doing it. And, you know, it's got better and better. And again, my whole thing is making myself to the point where, you know, I can just become better all the time. And when you finally are willing to be coachable and kind of just, you know, do that and kind of say, hey, I'm doing this here. I'm gonna do that. Then things happen for you. And also, I'm not afraid to ask for help. And I'm not afraid to get better and try to perfect my craft. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, is that life is like that. And if you're not willing to kind of work on that stuff in life, then you're going to fail.
Yeah, yeah. So let's unpack the life lesson here, because I can see this on a couple of fronts. So we're talking about solutions to the career transition problem with Marcus Ogden. And So I would imagine this is not only a great opportunity for future speaking engagements that you may have and opportunities to motivate individuals, whether that be in a corporate setting or whatnot. But even now, I can see how you may be able to use your presence in the locker room as a leader with some of these guys that will inevitably go through career transition and some of the things that you've done coming out of the NFL, going to building your speaking brand. Has any of that come up so far, or is it a little too early to tell, or whatnot?
It's what it has done, Dominic. It has helped us tremendously get opportunities when it comes to in media and comes to potential endorsements and things like that, because it puts you back in the mainstream of America. And when I'm doing this for long, trying to help my team win and, you know, be a good leader and, you know, do things by example, is I'm trying to tell people, hey, look, man, you know, you can do anything you want to do. So once the brand gets mainstream, we're then able to go after stuff as a point to where you can either say, hey, you know what, I'm going to really work my tail off here and become the best that I can be. And with media, like, we have something on iHeartRadio coming up in May. We have something coming up with Sporting News on Tuesday. We've got something coming up with SBN Radio and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And at the end of the day, it's really about helping, helping you and your brand become more well-known.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what it's really about.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day.
Yeah. No, I would agree with you. So we're going to let you get back to your film study. I did want to do a lightning round. This is probably going to be the last show we do before we'll see each other in Kansas City. And I've really thoroughly enjoyed this. And I think, you know, people would want to get an insight to an individual like yourself that's built a successful brand, is building a successful brand, has been a former athlete. You know, you're actually doing some of the things that people dream of. And so we want to pick your brain for a little bit with the what I'll call the lightning round. So, different shows have kind of done this where they may ask a question and it's like kind of the first thing that comes to your mind on that topic. Doesn't have to be a one word answer, but whatever just kind of comes to top of mind. This has not been scripted. I haven't read to you this stuff. And so we get to kind of see how you think about some of these subjects and what your thoughts are. So I'll name out or throw out a couple of things or phrases, and you just kind of tell us what Marcus thinks about those particular things. Sound good?
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. So the very first obvious one is, what comes to mind when I say the word football?
Grinder.
Did you say grinder?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. What about social media?
Cleanliness.
Yes. To get that one, folks, you'll have to listen to the very last episode Marcus and I did. That's a good one. Okay, so here we go. We'll switch this up a little bit. African American athletes.
How about let's put the word talented.
Okay. I'll take that. Financial literacy.
Money awareness.
Okay. Financial advisor.
Trustworthy.
Okay. Legacy.
What people think of you after you're gone.
Wow. Very good. There you have it, folks.
Wow. Great stuff. Once again, speaking with Marcus Ogden, as always, starting new things as one solution to the career transition problem that we've been discussing since January. And for you listeners, I will put the series in the show notes so that you can see the evolution of what we've been talking about over these last few months. And hopefully you felt motivated after hearing some of Marcus's great story. I think one takeaway should be that if you are afraid or if you have failed, it's okay. You just don't need to give up on whatever that dream is. I believe it was Henry Ford that said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So if you want to know more about what Marcus's brand is doing and how that is evolving, you can visit his website, which I'll put in the show notes and his social media handles so you can follow him. If you enjoy what we are doing here on the Financial Literacy Bootcamp, please write us a review at iTunes, especially for those of you that are listening on an Apple-powered device. You can also visit us on the web at djh-capital.com on our blog, where we'll be posting segments like this, along with other podcasts and blog articles, djhendersonsr.com. On social media, we can be found at the hashtag Financial Literacy Bootcamp. And our contact information is 214-699-7599. And we receive emails at info@djh-capital.com. As always, have a great and prosperous day. Take care.